Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria.
Hi, it's Andrea. I just actually missed your phone call. Or somebody tried to call me from there.
Oh, yes, that was me, Andrea. Thank you for calling back.
Oh, no problem.
I was calling to follow up, and I was trying to get in touch with patient Robert, so since he answered the phone, yeah.
Oh, you didn't answer your...
Is it possible to you put the patient on the phone just 1 minute?
Oh, yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello?
Good afternoon,
Hello?
Robert. This is Valeria from Family First. How are you?
All right.
I'm glad to hear that, Robert. I'm calling to confirm if you will be in at from Andrea's house for a long time. That would be temporary, or will be your permanent house?
You stay here, yeah.
Okay, you will stay there for a long time?
Yeah, because my son has the apartment. He tells me I can stay up there if I want. He owns it. So I, if he when he comes up, I mean,
okay, sir. I just want to confirm that information with you. Thank you very much. Can you put them around the phones back?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you for.
Hi. Yes.
So let me speak
to
the patient.
Yeah.
Due to follow up, and give me 1 second, and I need to make a report.
Okay.
Andrea, I need to make sure, do you have children?
Yes.
How many kids do you have?
Three daughters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there more people living there with you and Robert?
No, it's just me and my three kids, and he's staying with me for right now.
Okay, three kids. And, for example, when you took the patients to the school, who stays with him?
When I take them where?
To your, like, your kids to homeschool or any other place.
Oh, no, my kids are dropped off before. My kids have to be in at 8 o'clock. So I drop them off and then I go to him. But now I drop them off and I come back because he's staying with me. So they have to be in at 8 and I have to clock in by 9.
Okay, got it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I will let know to my supervisor, okay?
Okay, and I had, can I ask you like maybe 2 questions? All right, so as far as the timesheet, there was times that she said that she was going to put on pretty much on my pay, which was 12/8, 1/5, 1/19, 1/26 all the way to 12/13, 1/11, 1/25, and 1/30. But they never, it didn't go on to my pay. And it was supposed to be, I could have sworn she said this week, but I know she said if I clock in this week, I guess it would be covered onto my next check, but it never went on to my check for them dates.
Correct. We already know this. I already spoke with my supervisor. I told him that you already clock in and clock out the last week, but he stated like, hi, Valerie, but I see that there are fringe, and I know that she's taking care of the patient at her house, so please ask Andrea if there's more people living there with them or those questions, you know, so I will let him know and make sure if we can pay you for last week. I'm trying to, like, have a resolution
and I have,
for you.
Yeah, thank you. And I have one more question, though. The agency that I had before was Patriot, and there was a lady that I was speaking to with Patriot, and for some reason, I was at Patriot for about 4, maybe 4.5, almost 5 years. I was with Patriot. When I got there, and there was never no problems with my clocking in, clocking out for 4 years. Mm-hmm. When I got this girl, all of a sudden, my clock out was wrong, time sheets, I wasn't getting paid for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, everything like that, and I switched. Now that I'm with you guys, why is she still, maybe she should, but that's why I'm asking. Why is she still contacting me about my dad if I'm not with her agency anymore? She's asking me all these hospital questions. No, that was the lady that was from Patriot that did my timesheets and stuff. But she's asking me stuff about my dad, and it's not even the right stuff. She just texted me the other day, Thursday or Friday, and said, pretty much said I didn't let her know, I wanted to see how your dad was because I heard of the hospital visit and all this other stuff. There was no hospital visit because, remember, I actually talked to you, I think, when I said he's sick, but I was taking a home COVID test. I gave him the home COVID test, and it came back negative. That's why we were able to go up to the job the next day because it came, that it was negative. But she keeps on reaching out to me, asking me about my dad, asking me all these other questions, telling me I have to contact her because they have to do this. Or I'm not even with Patriot no more, so why am I still talking to her?
I'm not sure. We don't handle any information about Patriot.
That's what I'm saying. So,
agency.
So who do I talk to about finding out, why she keeps on texting me, asking me about my dad? I'm not with them anymore.
Maybe you can contact the Kingston first or insurance to let them know that you don't want to be contacted by them,
Yeah, because not for nothing, it's kind of like, I try to reach out to her God knows how many times about my pay, and never once did I get an answer back, a phone call back. All of a sudden, I switch agencies. I'm not even with her anymore. And she's, like, literally harassing me where she's texting me, calling me. And I'm like, she says something about the question, one of them, all right, they get admitted. We have to do, like, the whole report. And I got an email that he was at the hospital, like, he was admitted, which means I would have to do a report that he went to the ER to exchange. But why would she have to do a report on my dad? Shouldn't it be you guys?
Okay. We are
like, if he was in the hospital for a leg injury, I would have contacted you, right or wrong. I would have contacted you and said, he's in the hospital, so I'm not going to be with him this day, or he's not in the hospital for no knee injury that she's talking about.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't have access to that information, so I don't know why they still like texting you and calling you.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't. But I didn't want to get in trouble by you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't want to get in trouble by, like, your company if I was supposed to still answer their questions, but I don't know why she's calling me and literally texting me, like, every couple of days now, so he just went to the ER, he wasn't admitted? I said no. And then she says, well, there's nothing about a knee injury. That was reported. I just want to pull all the correct information in my report. And then today she says, give me a call. I shouldn't have to. I'm not with your company anymore.
And they're still calling you.
She's still calling me and texting me about my dad. I haven't been with them. The last time I was with them was when I switched with you, and it was because of this girl. For some reason, she is just, there's how many patients I'm not with you, and all of a sudden, you're harassing me and texting me every day about my dad, and I don't deal with you now. I didn't even get these calls and texts when I was with them. They didn't call and text me about my dad and how he was. All of a sudden, I'm switching. This lady will not leave me alone.
Got it.
And I don't want to get in trouble and just block her because I don't know if I'm supposed to answer her questions, but I think I'm supposed to answer you and your company's questions.
Got it.
I shouldn't have to. They're not paying nothing.
Agency.
Yeah, that's totally ridiculous.
Yeah, understand that you... It's better if you don't block them, but you can ignore them because maybe sometimes, for example, if you stop working with us after 3 months, you can continue receiving like text message from us like, hey, Andrea, do you want to still continue with us, maybe with another client,
No, this is it to me, like all his medical business that I should only be releasing to, I feel like, you and your company because that's who I'm with now. So So even if he did have a leg injury and had to go to the hospital and stuff like that, I still don't feel like it has any.
But you can like let them know, do not call you anymore, or tell to the insurance company that you're still receiving calls from them, that you don't want to be called from them.
Yeah, because I don't understand why they didn't test me. You didn't even test me that much when I was with your agency. Now I'm not with you. Now you are wondering if my dad's okay, and you just had false information, and you have false information and everything. So that's where I don't get it.
Right. Okay, Andrea, I am sorry to hear that, but, you know, you can ignore them so far.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's why I kind of wanted to, you know, talk to you first, because I didn't want to, hey, I'm supposed to be answering these people and I'm not, and then I get in trouble. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let me ask her first, because, like I said, there's no reason why I have to talk to them if you know, I'm with a different agency. And I'm with a different agency because I was going through a lot of friggin' problems since this girl took me and my dad, his case and everything. I've been dealing with numerous problems with her. And I feel like she literally will not leave me alone now.
Right. So, just another thing. Will be Robert living with you, or that's temporary?
He's going to be staying with me now. When he was sick, and he's actually getting worse as far as, like, memory, missing his night meds and stuff. So with me having to get up and everything like that, like, I kind of need him here with me so that I know at nighttime he's taking his medicine, at nighttime he's eating and stuff like that. So they gave me the more hours, but I don't want to go and have to go up there all the way till 10:30 at night, and I still have my kids. So him staying here is kind of convenient for both of us right now. And anytime that he needs a problem, like, it's me and three of my kids here. So if, you know, if I'm upstairs in the shower, he falls, my kids can at least tell me, you know. So I think it's better that he's here right now.
Understood. And who is at his home now?
No, nobody's at his house. That's my brother owns that, but he pretty much got it, you know, for him to have his own place. But now that he's sick, me and my brother both came into, you know, the discussion and feel that he is better with one of us. My brother lives farther, so he's more easier with his, pretty much his doctor appointments and everything that I have to take him to. I can get up, take my kids to school, come back, clock in, and then I get to take him where he has to go, you know, and he's with me all day now.
Okay, got it.
Like tomorrow morning, he has a doctor tomorrow morning. So when I drop off my kids, I come back, I get him situated, give him his medicine and everything like that, then I have to take him to his appointment. So we're just kind of exiting out the back and forth trips in case something does happen. You know, he's 20, 25 minutes away.
Okay, Andrea, I just, that's all that I need to know now.
Uh-huh.
I will lay down to my supervisor, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. I will try to be before Wednesday, before close payroll, okay?
That's fine. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, I appreciate your time, Andrea. You have a good one.
Thank you. You have a good day, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.